This is BBC Radio 3. It's 9:30 and time now for our weekly celebration of global roots music. Here's Catherine Tickell.
Welcome to Music Planet. Lots of great music coming up tonight on the programme. We'll start with some psychedelic Colombian sounds, courtesy of Bogotá-based trio Los Piranhas. Educadas por Condorito y Don Ramón from the new Los Piranhas album, which came out earlier this month, showcasing the results of a week of improvised sessions where the trio explored the common ground and the contrasts between high life and Latin rhythmic patterns, electric guitar loops and traditional cumbia grooves. And Los Piranhas will be our guests on tonight's show. We presented them with a challenge to represent the kaleidoscopic sound of the capital of Colombia, Bogotá, in three tracks. We'll hear their choices later on in the programme. But first, here's Lolo, a new quartet combining two long-standing duos, Mamá Diabaté, Malian griot and Jelian Goni player, and Italian guitarist Stefano Pilia, with Gambian griot and cora virtuoso Jabel Canute and percussionist Marco Zanotti. And their self-titled debut album, Lolo, is out now on Black Sweat Records, and from it, this is Bardinha. Thank you. West African and Italian quartet Lolo, with the sounds and instruments of Mali and Gambia coming to the fore there. The combination of Ngoni, kora, guitar and percussion with the voices just works so well. And talking about collaborations, this next track features a collective of leading Finnish artists coming together on an album celebrating biodiversity. And this song brings all the artists together. I've seen some footage of them performing it and it was massive and emotional. I think one of them even said, "It's like Live Aid." The lyrics are based on old Finnish and Karelian rune songs and folk tales. And Veskalintu means the brass or copper bird.
Kokko lintu tuli lintu, vaski lintu ilman lintu.
Kokko lintu tuli lintu, vaski lintu ilman lintu.
Svala fågel, dag fågel, svala fågel, vedar fågel.
Pääsky lintu, päivä lintu, pääsky lintu ilman lintu.
Lentä janka koti
rikli,
vandru kupra koti rikli.
Lennä kokko lintu, vaella oivaski lintu.
Lennä taivas päästä päähän, liitele meretki siniset.
Lennä taivas päästä päähän, liitele meretki siniset.
Olkoon tammi turvanasi, tuomet suuret suojana. Koivu vankka kantajasi, pihlajat paimenena.
Olkoon tammi turvanasi, tuomet suuret suojana. Koivu vankka kantajasi, pihlajat paimenena.
Kokko lintu tuli lintu, vaski lintu ilman lintu.
Kiittas valta ikässä peivit, kiittas selnäs tjak tjahiait.
Mistä
se sinä,
kiitos.
Soul Like the Sun, a reimagining of John Coltrane's Like Sunny over Afro-Venezuelan drums and synths from Venezuelan-born Raúl Monsalve and his Paris-based band Los Forajidos. And that track comes from their album Sol, celebrating the importance of the sun in Afro-Venezuelan culture. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and remember you can find all the details of tonight's playlist on the BBC website and BBC Sounds. Let's move across now from Venezuela to its neighbouring country, Colombia, and the trio Las Piranhas, who you heard earlier on. Eblis Alvarez, Mario Galeano and Pedro Ojeda have each chosen a track for us to illustrate the rich musical diversity of the capital, Bogotá.
Las Piranhas is a trio. We play instrumental music. We are very influenced by traditional Colombian music, also by salsa and a lot of African music.
What we do would be very hard to do in other cities like Cali or like Barranquilla or Medellin. Bogotá is a city that's high up in the mountains. It gathers all the people from the country that come to the capital for studying, for working. We find Bogotá the place where we can really do all of these weird experiments, take the music and shape it in different ways.
Nosotros somos Los Pirañas y esto es Bogotá en tres canciones.
We are Los Pirañas and this is Bogotá in three tracks. This is called La Arriera by a band called Curupira, which are contemporaries of ourselves. This is from around 1999. Curupira is a band that started introducing the traditional instruments. Very much prominent in the track, it's an instrument called gaita, which is one of the native flutes. Playing a lot with different time signatures and different rhythm shifts. Quite nice to see how a small motif slowly gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker until it really gets double time and everything. It's really a really beautiful way to see how, you know, maybe life gets to more complicated places with just this very tiny thing that starts it. You need to experiment with traditional music. It needs its respect, but it also needs to be kind of taken by the hand and, you know, like taken somewhere else. This track shows that you really, if you start to mess around with traditional music, then you will get to new places.
This is Conjunto Media Luna and the Sonkeys, El Combustible. Iván Medellín and Conjunto Media Luna is one of the great talents in Bogotá, working on accordion music.
El combustible se está acabando. El combustible se está acabando.
The new generations are taking again the accordion seriously and deeply. El combustible is a charanga. Charanga is a kind of a heritage or an influence of the Cuban montuno that made a huge impact into whole South America. And is basically using the Son Montuno, which is a Cuban formula, put it into accordion. And then having another style and bass. The first thing that struck me is like the fact that it's a very well played charanga.
Is Tabogo by La Perla.
Báilalo, mami. Esta es la ciudad de la magia, cargada de la montaña, con el punk y la maña y las mejores farras.
Sometimes, as a slang, we don't say Bogotá, but we say Tabogo.
Cuando viene amaneciendo, busco la rueda del tambor. Amigues metiendo mano, armando revolución. Vamos a dar una vuelta, tomarnos unas politas. Comadre, usted no está sola, la noche se pone frita.
Perla is a trio. Three women, very good friends, and very talented musicians. The rhythms that La Perla plays are very, very interesting because it's based on a chalupa, which is very up-tempo. They don't have electric bass or guitar. So it's very, very interesting how they can make this song sound so huge with only percussion and voices. Tambora, maracas. Tambor alegre, which is, you know, Colombian type of drum, and their voices. And just with that, they sound very hardcore, punk, but played all with traditional instruments.
Bogota in three tracks, chosen specially for us by the trio Los Piranhas. And I particularly love that last one. It's kind of merengue punk. And that was from another trio, La Perla. And those women are so full of spirit and defiance and fun as well. They've had a few albums released, and I totally recommend that you go and seek them out if you haven't already. And from Colombia, let's head up and across to the island of Corsica and the group L'Alba, which means the dawn. Here's a track from their latest album, which is out on Buddha Music.
Thank you.
Direne, Direne, which means We Will Resist. And that's from the freshly released album Yurun Yoksa, If There Is No Tomorrow, by Derya Yıldırım and Group Şimşek, known for their Anatolian-influenced psych rock. And that new album has a central thread of loss, longing and hope for change running through it. Let's have some Danish folk music now from the trio Ophav. Singer Helene Blum, fiddle player Harald Hogard, and pianist Christopher Muller. And they've worked together for a long time, but their debut album is only just coming out now, and it's based on their shared interest in traditional Danish songs.
Inmen på balkongen tænker, imens han ser på dem, der har dybt i salen, danser og ler. Om hun har hørt det med hver eneste en, ikke en af dem danser mere. Pige på gulvet stanser og ser sig om. Hun ser ham, der bevinker, nikker. Kom, kom, syng, tag et dans med mig, imens det er tid, for i
सड़ गया ततड़ी दा तन बदन ओ दिलड़ी लुटी तै यार सजन कदे मो मुहाना ते आवतन ओ दिलड़ी सजन कदे मोर मुहाड़ा ते आबतन ओ दिलड़ी लुटी तैया तंडी रोही दी अजब बहार डिसे जिथे मैं निमानी दयार वसे ओ थे आशिक लखते हजार वसे इक मैं नुमानी दूजा बे वतन ओ दिलड़ी लुटी तैया तेंडी रोही दे कंडड़े टालियां हो मेरियां दुख ਖੜਕਣਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਰਾਤਾਂ ਹਿਜਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਾਲੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਰੋਹੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਦੇਸ ਵਤਨ ਉਹ ਦਿਲੜੀ ਲੁੱਟੀ ਤੈਯਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਤੇਰੇ ਦੀ ਨੈਰ ਵਗੇ ਤੇ ਕਈ ਤਰੀ ਗਈਆਂ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਵਾਲੜੀਆਂ ਕਈ ਕੋਜੀਆਂ ਲੰਘ ਪਾਰ ਗਈਆਂ ਕਈ ਰੋਵਣ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਵਾਲੜੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਯਾਰ ਫਰੀਦ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਭਾਲ ਕਰੇ ਐਬਾਂ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਲਾਲੜੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਦਿਲੜੀ ਲੁੱਟੀ ਤੈਯਾ ਸਜਣ ਕਦੇ ਮੋਰ ਮੁਹਾੜਾ ਤਿਆਵਤਨ ਉਹ ਦਿਲੜੀ ਲੁੱਟੀ ਤੈਯਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਰੋਹੀ ਦੇ ਕੰਡੜੇ ਬੇਲੀਆਂ ਓਵੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀਆਂ ਵੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਲੋਕੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮਣ ਲੱਖ ਜਤਨ ਇੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਨੁਮਾਣੀ ਦੂਜਾ ਬੇਵਤਨ ਓ ਦਿਲੜੀ ਲੁੱਟੀ ਤੈਯਾ ਸਜਣ ਕਦੇ ਮੋੜ ਮੁਹਾੜਾ ਤਿਆਵਤ ਓ ਦਿਲੜੀ ਲੁੱਟੀ ਤੈਯਾ
Dilri Luti from an album called Ussa, a collection of seven songs recorded in three different environments, a room, a courtyard and a park in Karachi. And it's the debut release from Muslim Shugan, who comes from an impressive lineage of musicians. The whole album is just his voice, accompanied only by his harmonium and tampura, and occasionally the sounds of Karachi's evening breeze and birds, and it feels as if you're right there with him and he's singing directly to you. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. I'm going to keep things calm and reflective, for now anyway, with the next couple of tracks, starting with a new album which came out yesterday on the ECM label, from the innovative Tunisian oud player and composer Anwar Brahim, working together with bass player Dave Holland and pianist and composer Django Bates, plus cellist Anya Lechner. The album's called After the Last Sky, which is taken from a verse by Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, which asks, "Where should the birds fly after the last sky?"
Thank you.
Alana Thornborough with Chasing the Hare from her album Shapeshifter, inspired by the rich tradition of fairy folklore and mythology in rural Ireland, particularly her native County Mayo. And I like the occasional snippets of voices of Alana's family and friends that weave in and out of the music. And that's almost it from us here on Music Planet tonight. I'm Catherine Tickell. Lopa Qatari will be with you next week for more choice releases from around the globe. And I did say that I wasn't going to keep things mellow right through till the end. So let's finish with some Ethiopian experimental trance-pop rock from You Can Dance. And count yourself lucky that I didn't choose track 2, which is their cover of Black Sabbath's War Pigs. The album is called Evil Plan, and this is the opener, Yene Filagote, and just listen to these vocals.
Come on. the band You Can Dance from Ethiopia, ending tonight's Music Planet. The producer was Sylvia Malnati, and the programme is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3. In a few moments, the new music show is live from Maida Vale.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. The best concerts from across the UK, from Birmingham to Manchester, Cardiff to Glasgow. This week featuring the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the London Philharmonic, and on Tuesday, the BBC Philharmonic, with Beethoven's dazzling Emperor Concerto and Sibelius's groundbreaking Third Symphony. Radio 3 in concert, Monday to Thursday nights from 7:30. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:30 and time now for a special edition of the New Music Show, which tonight comes live from the BBC Maida Vale studios in London. It's presented by Kate Mullison and Tom Service.
Welcome everyone to Maida Vale and the first event of our Boulez at 100 weekend here on BBC Radio 3. It's brilliant to be with you all here, our live audience, and with these fantastic musicians for tonight's concert, Boulez Reimagined. Now, Pierre Boulez knew that all music, and his music in particular, was in a constant state of becoming, an eternal present tense of evolution. So many of his pieces were rarely, if ever, fully completed. The chain of interpretation and reinterpretation, composition and recomposition goes on and never ends. Well, that's the opportunity of this whole weekend, as Boulez's music and his legacy is put through the prisms of all of our imaginations, all of us listening, and especially our wonderful musicians tonight. Jesse Marino, Serge Vuy, the Plus Minus Ensemble, and the pianists Mark Knoop and Roderick Chadwick. And it's not only Boulez's music that's going to be reimagined tonight.
We also have Boulez lui-même. The man is our poster boy for this episode. I'm talking literally. Here he is, his photograph hand-stitched by Jesse Marino and sellotaped to this music stand to my right. He's gorgeous. Looking very chic. He's wearing a pair of shades while conducting. We have asked the duo of Jesse Marino and Serge Vuy. Together they are Caoutchouc. We've asked them to summon the spirit of Pierre Boulez tonight. He was someone who knew a thing or two about irreverence. Jesse and Serge have responded in kind. We're going to hear several provocations from them throughout the evening, starting with Serialism for Dummies. And first, the reasons will become clear, I believe, a piece called Cars.
This first song is called Cars because Pierre Boulez loved cars.
Chapter 1, Car for Sale.
Pierre Boulez's 1984 Volkswagen Golf Cabriolet was sold in 2020 for 5,750 euros. Much like its famous owner, Volkswagen Golf has become one of the great icons of modern motoring, representing a